I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From PRX's Radiotopia, welcome to The Heart. I am Caitlin Prest. The piece that you're about to hear was produced by me and Sharon Mashihi about 3 years ago for the Love Letters episode of Audio Smut. Have you ever had a friend you thought you might be in love with? Have you ever slept beside this person in a bed and wondered if their hand was grazing yours on purpose? What's stopping you?
About a year ago, I woke up one morning and did what I always do. I checked my email to see if someone who was in love with me had written me a message, someone I didn't know about. But what was different about this morning was that somebody had. The subject is, "Good morning, beautiful."
Good morning, beautiful.
Sharon, I have waited all of my life to meet such a woman as you.
I've waited all my life
such a woman
to meet such a woman as you.
Versatility.
Such a woman of raw talent, versatility, passion, brilliance. I'm not intimidated by your spirit like other men. I live for it. Even though we have yet to actually meet, I'm hopelessly, painfully, aggressively in love with you. I'm out here somewhere following fate's meandering path, waiting until the moment you're ready to welcome me into your heart. And V, capital V, for vagina.
For vagina.
Eternal love.
Eternal love.
Harry.
Harry. Harry seemed to know exactly what to say.
When I tell people about my friend Sharon, I always start by saying that I'm in love with her. It feels like so much more than a friendship. And honestly, there have been moments when I thought she might also be in love with me. We've never hooked up or anything. I've always been kind of worried about ruining the friendship. But sometimes the way we are together is so romantic that it feels like only a matter of time.
That moment of recognition when two outsider people go,
what does it mean to have a best friend?
I'm weird.
I have intimate relationships with women, non-sexual, because I'm straight.
For 24 hours, I was in love with you.
I met Caitlin through the context of work. We got together in sort of a networky way. You don't really decide when you meet someone that they are a soulmate, that you're going to share some of the best moments of your lives together. What happens is you set out to be serious and boring together, and in the course of that, occasionally, you crack a joke. Maybe the other person laughs, and the sound of their laughter makes you feel good. Like really good. You enjoy the feeling of making this person happy. And so you want to see them more and more.
Each one. Yeah, it's true. We knew exactly how many dates we had been on.
When we were first getting to know each other, every time we hung out, we called it a date.
But these dates were not so electric. They were...
I don't know. I felt like they were kind of electric.
Say more. Okay. I don't remember the electricity.
We dressed in costumes and biked to the beach, speaking in accents the whole way. We went to her dad's Persian carpet warehouse and looked at thousand-year-old things. We went to the Botel with fried chicken and a pink umbrella and called it our honeymoon.
Do you remember when you said,
Do you remember the first time you said you wanted to have sex with me? Do you remember that?
I've told you that I want to have sex with
twice.
You. Twice. I've twice told you that I want... When did I tell you I wanted to have sex with you?
You don't remember.
No, I don't remember at all.
Okay.
There was a hurricane in New York called Sandy. We were holed up in Sharon's big four-story hippie house. It was a hurricane. There was literally nothing to do. And suddenly I had an idea that seemed completely innocuous. Why don't we draw portraits, I suggested, of each other's vaginas. I've drawn probably over 100 nude models in my life. It's never been an erotic event. Sharon got naked from the bottom down, splayed herself open on the edge of the bed, and I, face à face with her vagina, began to draw. It was in this moment that I discovered that drawing someone's vagina is the closest thing you can get to touching someone's vagina. Or maybe it was because it was Sharon's vagina. My pencil glided around the lines of her lips, her clit, her dark curled hair. Sketching the contours of these delicate places had me unexpectedly out of breath. I became tormented, terrified that she would notice my flushed cheeks. I was painfully aware of transgressing what felt like a trusted friend boundary.
Close adult friendships between women. How interesting. I've been thinking about early lesbians. Lesbians in a time before you could broadly identify as such and have it be understood. They were probably a lot like me and Caitlin. Happier, more comfortable, and more real together. Occasionally, gazing across the onion chopping board at each other with goo-goo eyes. But for the most part, keeping it in their pants to avoid suspicion.
It was late one night, 1:30 in the morning. I was feeling a little bit lonely. I was on the internet looking for a sign of life. And I decided to start a new email account. I checked to see if I am the man of your dreams, Sharon, at gmail.com was available. It was.
Good morning, beautiful.
I called him Harry All Over.
Sharon.
Harry All Lover.
Because Sharon said that she likes hairy men.
It's supposed to be all over.
Oh, Harry All Over.
Eternal love.
Harry All Over. Oh, Harry. Even though I know where you come from, especially because I know, I believe in your realness and your capacity to feed my soul.
Did you know immediately?
At first, I thought I had a legitimate secret admirer. And then I wondered, because of the word hairy, I knew that there were some hairy men in my life. And so I scanned through who they might be. But then Harry loved me for all the right reasons. And I knew that the only person who could love me for all the right reasons was you. So then I knew it was you. Thank you for your letter. I wait for you. I've been waiting for you my whole life. I hope your journey toward me and my V is not too arduous. Upon your arrival, we will have a feast. I especially look forward to eating spaghetti together in winter in sweatpants with the TV on. Love, 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 love.
Sharon Sharona. Some questions erupting from the confusions of life. Confusions of being without the whom I call my true love. I hope not to sow seeds of doubt in your perception of my manliness by revealing how vulnerable I feel. Why is it that we must go about our lives in such profound solitude? Is it so mandatory? Heart, Harry.
Even though I knew it was Caitlin.
Dear Sharon.
I was still picturing this dude, Harry, as I read them.
Dear Sharon. Today, I just wanted to let you know that you are a goddess, and I am thoroughly enamored by you.
And as long as Harry was in my life, I never had to feel ugly or superfluous on the subway or alone in my bed at night, waiting for morning.
I suppose it would be more interesting to know why.
One.
You're
at home in your body in a viscerally inspiring way. Two. You are intellectually and artistically brilliant, and everything you do is amazing. 3. You have fantastic hair. Heart, Harry.
I never spoke out loud about the emails. It was a secret affair with an imaginary man. If I were to say the words out loud, I am having a love affair with someone who does not exist, then the love affair would have to disappear, because how could that be possible? And if I were to say, I am having a love affair with a hairy man who is actually Caitlin in disguise, well, you see, I would have to go to her, knock on her door, and say, Caitlin, I love you. You're the man of my dreams.
Dear Sharon, in your absence, the world is lackluster. Heart, Harry. Sharon stopped writing back. I started to get worried that I was being creepy, so I brought it up. And she just smiled nervously and whispered, we don't talk about that. Subject, bodacious. Sharon, I just wanted to tell you that never in my life, never in my long and many womaned life, have I ever had my breath taken away or my imaginary manhood erected so completely by a woman's hair. Your hair, Sharon.
Woman's hair.
You have loin
Your
firing hair.
Your hair, Sharon.
Hair.
You have
heart.
Loin Harry. Firing hair. Heart. Harry. I was so insecure about my hair.
This is so funny. I forgot all about these.
I don't know why I didn't write back. How disrespectful. Oh, here, maybe I wrote.
I won't deny that it's a little suspicious. The fact that I've blocked from my memory all the times I've propositioned Caitlin to have sex. I literally do not remember ever saying the words, Caitlin, let's have sex. But I believe her that I've said those words. The question definitely feels familiar, like it lives inside me. Dormant, but awaiting further instruction. Am I so afraid of wanting a woman that my brain blocks out every expression of that want?
Once in a while, we'll have like really sexually charged moments. And then I go back to my room and I lie in my bed and I stare at the ceiling being like, oh my God, like, you know?
No.
You never have that?
Is Sharon in love with Caitlin? That is the question that could solve all things. Unfortunately, I do not have a clear-cut answer. In moments, I think yes. Not only am I in love with Caitlin, but I am hot for Caitlin. I want to fuck her dirty and also love her in a sweet, tender way. So the next question, is Sharon really actually straight?
But I've already been through this trip from age 20 to 25, the am I gay trip. The end of the journey said, no, I'm not. I'm not gay. I'm a tiny bit gay. In this moment of talking about it has been really fucking hot. The reason nothing has happened is because I'm not obsessed with something happening between us. That's the short answer.
I feel like now we're supposed to have sex right now. But we probably won't.
I think some people in this position would feel tormented. Lying awake in your bed, staring at the ceiling with your heart beating fast after parting ways with your beautiful best friend, who you have the time of your life with and who seems in moments to be attracted to you. But I'm not tormented. The hairy letters in some ways were a vessel for me to express the adoration I feel for Sharon, a way to indulge in a kind of relationship that I didn't think we would ever have. More than that, they were something I did simply to make her feel good.
I woke up. I woke up and knew that I was possible. I think that means that we are possible. I'll see you, Harry, on the dance floor. And you wrote back.
Yes, Sharon. It is only a matter of time.
Let's just come to a consensus now about whether we're going to hook up.
Okay. You mean, what do you mean?
Have you ever had a friend you thought you were in love with? Have you ever slept beside this person in a bed and wondered if their hand was grazing yours on purpose? Yes, of course I have.
Of course I have. The question of whether we were in love...
The question of whether we were in love was never something I wanted to answer.
Isn't really something that I want to answer. The question is the thing that makes us magic.
Anytime in the near future.
I think we should.
This episode was originally produced by me, Caitlin Prest, and Sharon Mashihi for the Love Letters episode back in the Audio Smut days. You can go back into our feed and listen to the full episode. It's super cute. Or you can check it out on our website, theheartradio.org. You heard music in this episode by Kyle Kaplan. If you're dying to know, Sharon and I didn't ever actually all the way hook up. We did make out a few more times. A lot has happened since Sharon and I made this piece 3 years ago. There was a time that we call the dark age where we kind of stopped being friends. I did sound for her first feature film and totally fucked it up. On New Year's Eve this year, we finally gave each other the title of best friend, which is a really scary thing to call somebody when you're an adult. She became editorial advisor to The Heart. She officiated my marriage to Mitra. And just last week, we were driving in her parents' convertible. I've never driven with the top down in a convertible in my life. We were blowing down the highway, and I propositioned her to buy land together so that I could help her raise her children and be close to her forever. She was uncertain that it would work, but I'm still holding out hope. The Heart is me, Mitra Kaboli, Jen Ng, Sharon Mashihi, and Phoebe Wang, our new assistant producer. We are so stoked to have her on the team. You can check out our Instagram for pictures of her learning how to make radio, and you'll be hearing her voice promoting our episode sponsors very, very soon. Thank you, as always, to MailChimp and the Knight Foundation for supporting Radiotopia, and AdZerk, a software that's helped us with some crazy technological podcasting things that are very confusing and mysterious to me. And, of course, thanks to you for listening.
Radiotopia.